Narcissistic injury. They're writing about it in the Irish Examiner sports section. Apparently, it's a term coined to describe what happened to Donald Trump after the US midterm elections. But now Examiner sports columnist Kieran Shannon says footballer Cristiano Ronaldo is suffering from extensive narcissistic injury following his interview in which he blamed everyone else for his woes. Elsewhere in the Examiner, Dr. Coleman Nochter is also talking about mental health, but for everyone, not just famous millionaires. He's critical of so-called mental health influencers on TikTok who take a particular personal difficulty and pathologise it. Nochter says some of them are claiming, for example, that because you're awkward in conversation, that means you have a social anxiety condition, which Dr. Nochter says is not necessarily true, that such awkwardness is usually quite normal. The Irish Times is talking about mental health on mobile phones too, in a piece about a new book on positive psychology. The paper says that mobile phones can be good for you if you're sharing photos with connected groups, and they're even better for you if you turn them off an hour before you go to sleep. A couple of interesting money stories in the papers this morning. The Irish Independent tells us that an insurance consultant has secured a write-off for his debt in the High Court. The debt is almost 1 million euro, but the creditors will receive from the consultant 891 euro. The Belfast Telegraph is reporting on money being paid to lawyers in the north for legal aid. The paper says that millions of pounds are being paid out by Stormont, but it doesn't really have accurate information on how much and to whom. This emerged after one lawyer was found to have inflated his claim for work done. On one day in particular, he claimed he had worked 29 and a half hours. Still on money, the Irish Times reports that the Catholic Archdiocese of Dublin has lost over 2 million euro a year in income because of the impact of the pandemic on church collections. And Fergus Finlay is writing about religion in his column in the Irish Examiner, specifically religious orders and the child abuse scandals lately revealed on RTE Radio. Finlay says that if there was any real honour or meaning to the PR apologies of the religious orders, they'd be winding up their affairs and handing over their assets to the state. On the same topic, Fintan O'Toole in the Irish Times is writing about this state and Blackrock College. He notes that Archbishop John Charles McQuaid taught there, as did Taoiseach Éamon de Valera. They formed an alliance, according to O'Toole, and Éamon de Valera used his influence with the Vatican to have McQuaid appointed Archbishop, from which position McQuaid enabled paedophiles, including sending one to Fintan O'Toole's own childhood parish. Below that column, Irish Times cartoonist Martin Turner offers a wry take on a couple of other running stories. His cartoon today shows a man outside Twitter headquarters with blue feathers falling from the birdie logo. A group from the Department of Agriculture are approaching him saying, "We've had reports you might have bird flu." But the story that dominates all the papers today is the death of Vicky Phelan. Every one of them has a photo of her on their front pages, some smiling, some serious, and the large black and white one by Fran Veal on the front page of the Irish Examiner shows her looking serene. Beneath it, the words, "Thank you, Vicky." Inside each paper are several pages of photos of Vicky Phelan and articles of tribute to her work and analysis of its effect. The headline over Brenda Power's column in the Irish Daily Mail reads, "The best tribute to Vicky, ensuring this never happens again." Inside, the Irish Daily Star carries a list of Vicky Phelan's quotes while campaigning. One of them reads, "I don't want your accolades or broken promises. I don't want your aide de camp at my funeral."